picture of the fruit up here this morning. Because I got to tell you something, you know, that song really spoke to me, the one that was talking about Hosanna, and as we're on our knees, and that God will show us and give us vision for the future and faith for things to pray for. And I got to tell you something, because we have this tree in our backyard, and it's this little, little lemon tree. It's really scrawny, but yet the branches are bending over with so many lemons. I mean, there is just so many lemons on this tree. It's just more lemons than leaves. And the Lord spoke, it's amazing. And the Lord, every week I've been bringing lemons, hoping you guys would take some. But the Lord spoke to my heart and said, that's Plaza Bible Church. That's Plaza Bible Church. And just the fact that we are on Lemon Street, that He is, you know, I know that's funny, you know, but that God is going to bless us with so much fruit. And, you know, that's just, when we sang that song, that came back to me when I was seeing the fruit up on the screen, that as we pray, God gives us vision to pray for, that we can pray in faith. Anyways, on to the announcements. Mark said, I didn't call you up there to preach. We have a lot of things going on, and the ladies had a great time on Friday night, did we not? It was awesome. And let me tell you, these ladies, men, you are blessed, because these women can cook. I mean, oh, the food was so good. And not only that, but these ladies worked hard. They put together almost 400 cards for, and I should have, I meant to bring one up here, but cards for the teachers and the principals and administrators of the staff of the schools surrounding our church. And we are doing this as a step of obedience, that God is going to bless this and give us favor with these families, with these schools, with these children, and bring them to the knowledge of Christ and to the truth and love of Jesus. So, praise God. We're going to, please keep that in your prayers, because we are actually, Angela and I are delivering those tomorrow morning. So keep us in your prayer on that. We have Operation Christmas Child. If you saw the shoe boxes in the back, some are filled already. If you haven't already filled one, it's the Good Samaritan's purse. You can take an empty shoebox, fill it up, and there's a little green card in your bulletin, and it gives you directions on what to put in there. And you can drop the boxes back off here, unless you want to drop them off at Chick-fil-A and get a free sandwich. No, Lally didn't hear me say that. No, drop them off here, and they will take them over there. And just to let you know that last year, this is what I heard, Donna and Brent, Donna's on the worship team, she's Filipino, and I was told this, but her parents passed her in the Philippines. And you know, these millions of boxes go and get just dispersed randomly. And I just thought it was amazing. Last year, apparently, that the boxes from our church ended up in that Philippines church where they knew us.
Oh, man.
Is that a miracle? That's amazing. That's amazing. So we, apparently you all got to hear firsthand of the expression of these kids and, you know, just how blessed their lives. So I thought that was so neat. We also have Angel Tree. And Francis, if you have more questions, Francis is the one. He's back there, Francis, in the sound booth. He's the one. If you have any questions, ask Francis. And there's a tree in the back. On that tree are little cards, and it gives you names of kids whose parents are incarcerated. So what we are doing is providing gifts for 30 children, our church. And so if you want to provide a gift, you take one of those cards home, but then you wrap the gift and then tape that card back on the gift and bring it back to the church. Francis, did I miss anything on that? He's giving me the thumbs up. I did good. Thank you, Francis. All right. The youth, they already left with Dennis, and they're doing their Bible study with him. And they're going to be having a rec night on December 6th. And 3 o'clock, we're going to be meeting with the Santa Ana Church to do volleyball and dodgeball and crazy stuff, softball. And then December 19th is the Nutcracker. So Ava, we have so many talented youth in this church. It is amazing, the talent. And she was so cute because she said she started as the mouse from years. And now she is the lead role in the Nutcracker. So is that awesome? So the lead mouse to lead role. Isn't that God's way, right? But we, as a youth, want to go and support her and be a fan club for her and cheer her on as she's leaping about. We also have a Christmas choir, and sign up with Sharon Chambers or Vicky, but it's in the back, and we're going to be doing a program on the 20th. The rehearsals are every Saturday, December 6th, 12th, and 19th from 10 to 12 here at Plaza. And we also have a men's breakfast December 5th at 8 o'clock. and a family Christmas banquet December 13th that will be here, a catered dinner. We just want all the families to come and just, you know, have a warm time and lots of fun. And I believe that's it. If you know anybody who needs food, we do have a food pantry. So during the seasons, the Thanksgiving and Christmas, please, you know, that is there for your use and also for use of needy families that you know. So God bless you.